Actually, I did not pick Ethiopia. It was Ethiopia who picked me. The story started in March 2011 when the late Prime Minister Meles of Ethiopia had a meeting with Professor Justin Lin. And then during the meeting, he asked Justin about poverty reduction and economic transformation. Justin advised the late Prime Minister three things. Number one, he said to the Prime Minister, a job creation, it is the key for poverty reduction. Secondly, he said, the fundamental secret for economic transformation for China and Asia for Tigers in the 1980s and the 1960s, because they captured the window of opportunity during industrialization, which enabled them to create millions of jobs, and that is the key for their jumpstart economic transformation. Right now, China is going to relocate millions of jobs out of China in this round of relocation. If Africa can capture this opportunity, they can experience the same economic transformation like Asia for Tigers and China. That is how the story started. The late Prime Minister went to China 6 months later and invited some Chinese company to invest in Ethiopia, and I was being invited. That is the reason I would say I never picked Ethiopia. It was Ethiopia who picked us.
What did you do over there?
It took us 3 months from design to investment to actual production in Ethiopia for export to the U.S. market. In the following 6 months, we doubled the export revenue in Ethiopia in the shoe sector. By the end of year one, I recruited 2,000 local workers. By the end of year two, we recruited 4,000 local workers. After the success of the shoe factory and being asked to become the advisor of Ethiopia government and help them to do the investment promotion, the success does not just stay in Ethiopia. I'm being approached by the president of Rwanda, the president of Senegal. They asked Professor Justin and me to help them for the industrialization. And then last year, we helped Rwanda to create the first export garment factory. It took us 2.5 months to set up the factory, and immediately we created 500 jobs. And the aim by the end of this year is to have at least 2,000 workers in Rwanda. So in Rwanda, it's being a landlocked small country. A lot of people say industrialization is not possible. But in this factory, we're taking cotton from Burundi, we're taking textiles from Uganda, and we are making garments in Rwanda to export to the U.S. So through industrialization, we changed Rwanda from a landlocked country to a land-connect country, and we achieved the job creation and export generation. So I would say, actually, there has been a movement for industrialization in the Africa continent since 2011.
Made in China transformed China. So right now, what do you think is the challenge for Made in Africa to become a reality?
It is a reality already, I think. Back in 2009, few people believed Professor Justin's new structural economics. But now, actually, because of the success of Ethiopia in the industrialization, following the new structural economics, the theory, actually, Ethiopia has become a hot place for the global buyers to relocate their orders. And now Rwanda, Senegal, and more African countries is joining this movement. So I think actually this, we are at the beginning of the movement and we are actually seeing success already.
As the Goodwill Ambassador for UNIDO, what have you been doing during the past year?
Actually, I've been invited to a lot of countries to share my experience. Most importantly is the practical experience, because I think a lot of countries, until last year, a lot of them, they all believe, African countries, the leaders, they all believe industrialization is the path, but it's how to find it, how. So actually, by letting them know how to do it, sharing my experience is very important.